There was one in my family years and years and years ago. My grandfather, if they forgot something, they would never go back to the house because in those days, the Indians had just been chased away from, in fact, my grandfather really, they really took that ranch away from the Indians. And there was a superstition that some families had gone back and the Indians were there and killed them. So that was a superstition in my family. Sometimes they would say, oh, don't walk under the ladder, that's bad luck. Or, did you see that black cat? Turn around and go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any more.
Okay.
Have you heard all of those?
No, I haven't. I mean, the black cat, you know, like walking under a ladder, sure, but not...
Not a black cat?
A black cat, yeah. If a black cat crosses in front of you.
But not
of course, we always have black cats, so we don't believe in that one.
Oh, you... Oh, they're your pets.
Yeah.
But a strange black cat, you would not say that of. Okay.
Did you say that a white cat was good luck?
No.
Somebody else said that a white cat was good luck. If you see a white cat, it's good luck.
I'm not familiar with that. If you find a four-leaf clover, that's good luck.
Mm-hmm.
What else is good luck? I don't believe in good luck and bad luck.
Okay. If you're really tired, you are.
Exhausted.
Mm-hmm. And if you're really disgusted?
Very put out.
Okay. How about if you're really angry?
I don't know what I'd say, but mad as a hatter, sometimes my mother would say. Just think of my mad as a hatter.
That's a good one. How about if you're really frightened?
Scared to death.
Okay. If somebody leaves in a hurry, how do you describe how they left?
Well, if they're mad in a huff. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
She left in a huff, yeah.
Uh-huh. In a hurry or in a huff or a haste.
Mm-hmm.
With great haste. That's kind of old-fashioned, but I've heard that. Rapidly.
I always think of like skedaddled, you know? Are there words like skedaddled that you would use?
Yeah, yes. I now that you mention it, but I don't ever use that.
Uh-huh.
Do you?
Yeah, well, sometimes I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I feel like it.
Okay, well, see, those old sayings are coming back. Like, dude, you know?
Yeah. On the 25th of December, you wish people
a blessed Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And on the 1st of the year?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Do you know some Indian tribes in the region?
Yes. The Teak was in the Lower Valley. And then, of course, in Ruidoso, there are Apaches and all kinds in Ruidoso.
How about up in the Four Corners area?
Well, there was the Navajos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And who in Fort Davis, who were the local Indian tribe?
Oh, they were Apaches.
Mm-hmm. A native of Texas is a...
proud Texan. Right?
Right. And how about an El Paso native?
El Pasoan.
Mm-hmm. How about natives of other western states? Did you have nicknames for any of them? Like Okies?
Yes, my darling sister-in-law. She's the cutest, sweetest thing in the world. She's a little Okie.